The Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency approved a British-backed proposal which is purportedly intended to guarantee nuclear fuel supply. The Islamic Republic of Iran was critical of the proposal, contending that there are a lot of legal, technical, and financial questions related to the proposal that have not yet been answered.
In spite of the fact of that the majority of member states, G77 and NAM, have expressed serious questions and concerns, UK did not give enough chance this one for further discussion and in order to remove ambiguities.
Ambassador Soltaniyeh added that the issue of assurance of supply is essential. Even though assurance of supply has been frequently discussed for the past decade, the member states have failed to arrive at concrete and tangible results thus far.
In fact, today we were witnessing another, scene of polarization and politicization of the Board of Governors. And in spite of the wish of the United Kingdom, the UK was not able to get the consensus, and there was a serious failure for United Kingdom by pushing for the vote on the proposal.
Iran's ambassador also firmly believes that it is high time the Board of Governors focus on assurance of supply by starting sincere negotiations to come up with a legally binding measure on assurance of supply, a view that is also shared by many analysts.
The Western countries which possess nuclear weapons want this proposal to be approved so they can keep their control over their uranium monopoly.
Soltaniyeh urges all member states to participate in productive negotiations without running the risk of further polarization among member states.
Against the historical background and based on the aforementioned views and concerns, Iran believes that any decision regarding to the implementation of individual proposals on assurances of fuel supply shall be taken by consensus by the General Conference, taking into account the views and concerns of all member states. Jihan Polat, Press TV, Vienna.